Uh-huh.
The champ is here.
I have arrived.
The champ is here.
Holla.
The champ is here. The champ
I'ma kill him with the first verse.
The
and I'ma bury him
here.
With the second.
Ha. The champ is here.
What?
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, play and see.
The champ is here.
Hate is off when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Y'all drop when they see what I do. I'm addicted to success. There's no rehab. Try to cure my addiction, I'll relapse. They want me to fall now and stop rap. You still hating on me? Homie, we off that. I got that you know new flow. Okay, let's go. Credentials so overweight that they call me sumo. Mr. Jones, nobody could ever hold this. My words soak through your veins. Call that shit osmosis. Number one greatest, all time hated. Still outspoken, I'm my all time favorite. Almost famous, me, I'm never nameless. Unsigned hype, ain't no other way to state this. Number one record, number one draftee. A one man show, one man army. Your hands can't hit what your eyes can't see. Man, float like a butterfly, sing like me. Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaw drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here.
Thinking that you're better than me.
The champ is here.
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here.
Hate to talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here.
Jaw drop when they see what I do. So fresh, so straight back, no fiction. Number one spots, I don't like contradictions. Illest MC, Dr. Phil couldn't fix him. The answer to your problem, I 76 them. So what if they don't like me, I just fix my agenda. If you ain't with me by now, I suggest that you surrender. A 2012, the haters and I end they conjectures. This ain't Monday Night Raw, I ain't no pretender. Break the unbreakable, do the impossible. Swag so unique, no one else can make it rockable. I'm highly unstoppable, beating me, that's improbable. Don't try to cut me off, see my style ain't incroyable. Blindly, try me, on top is where you find me. Fade away, haters like Jordan in the 90s. I'm like an underdog, your boy can't guard. Not even Michael Vick could keep me in his backyard. Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Jaws drop when they see what I do.
The champ is here!
Thinking that you're better than me?
The champ is here!
Nah, boy, it's plain to see.
The champ is here!
Haters talk when I step in the room.
The champ is here!
Sit back and just watch what I do.
All right, welcome to The Grind, ladies and gentlemen, the realest show ever. My name is Nathan McCray. I'm here live with my co-host.
Great morning, everybody jumping on The Grind. This is Pam McCray. Yes, I am live and ready for another amazing day. What's going on out there this morning?
All right, live in the living color, guys. We're sitting right here before you. Guys, this show happens every Tuesday and Thursday. If you want to dial in live to the show, this morning, ladies and gentlemen, you may be waiting on Facebook, and we're getting ready to go live on Facebook here in just a moment. But if you want to go and be a part of the show on Facebook live, then go ahead and go to The Grind 101, either on the Instagram page or go to The Grind 101 on the Facebook page, and you can be live on either one of those platforms as well if you want to be able to see our faces. Our smiling, bright faces on this New Year's Eve. We're going to go live right now on Facebook so that everybody is a part of what's going on. What's up, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, man? We love you guys. Thank you for being a part of The Realest Show Ever, the show where we have that unscripted conversation every Tuesday and Thursday. If you want to dial in, if you want to dial in right now and be a part of the show, that number is 646-668-2564. Again, 646-668-2564. Man, definitely want to share some things with you guys this morning. Man, we're happy to be, really just to be going into another year, right?
Yeah.
Going into another year, 2020. Yeah, even bigger than that, another decade. Pam said, now we're able to go into what we call the year of vision. You know, here we are all of this time thinking that we had vision in all the other years, but now we're going into the real year of vision, which is 2020, right? 2020 vision, man, picture that. You should ask yourself right now, what am I going to do with this new year coming up? Guys, this is the New Year's Eve. I almost said Christmas Eve. This is the New Year, New Year's
it
Eve,
is New
the
Year's
eve of a new year.
Wow.
And I'm telling you right now, you want to go into this new year with full power. We're not talking about half power, quarter power. We're talking about full power. And if we can get into this year with full power, guys, then guess what? There are some things that are gonna happen in your life that you would not have even imagined. Because I believe that for all of these other years, I just believe we haven't been hitting it in full power.
Right.
And we want to talk about that this morning some as well. So we're going to call this the pre-New Year's Eve celebration. Guys, I got my mimosa on hand.
Where's
we're going to celebrate. Well, you're drinking coffee, so I didn't get to the mimosa. So I knew you were going to say, I'm still drinking my coffee.
Well,
so
I'm going to have to go get me a mimosa.
You
got to
get your mimosa once
too.
You finish you're drinking your coffee. It's kind of nasty to drink coffee and mimosa. I don't know. Maybe it's a new thing. New year,
hey,
new stuff.
Whatever works, right?
But, man, we're here again on this New Year's Eve before you guys. And, you know, we're going to bring it in big like all of you guys are. We're going to celebrate as well. Don't quite know what we're going to do, but big for us is also being safe and not partaking in all of the hazards that go on out there. So for all of you that are going to go out and participate in New Year's Eve celebrations, wherever you are, then make sure you're safe. All right. Make sure you're safe. Make sure you do things, decent and in order. Don't get too hammered. Don't get too wasted. Don't get too zooted. OK, make sure that you have a DD. OK, a DD, a designated driver. All right. That person's not you when you D-R-U-N-K. It's not you. Hand the keys over and be safe on this New Year's Eve, man. You don't want any parts of sitting in jail to bring the New Year's in. I tell you, that's absolutely no fun. So, you know, have that person, man, be the DD. Or,
you know what,
Mr. Uber driver, make sure that he or she is not partaking in the New Year's festivities. And, you know, call your Uber driver. You know, make sure they're not sitting up there with some champagne and some drinks as well. And get home safe. Get home safe. So, Pam, you know, before we get into this full power episode that we have for everybody, you know, what do you want to say about this new year coming up?
Well, you know, I just want to say I'm just excited. I'm going into the new year with high expectation. You know, one of the things that I could say is that you're going to get what you expect in life. And when you work for it, too, you got to be willing to work for it.
Mm-hmm.
And just knowing that 2020 is the year of vision. 2020 is a whole new decade. 2020 is something, and it's a year in which God has given us to really manifest dreams. And so you are running in just full speed ahead and just expecting, knowing that this is the year in which everything, it's been preparation. Everything that we've gone through over the last 10 years, you know, the trials, the tribulations, the struggles, the successes, everything is nothing compared to what God is about to do as we're going into 2020 and as we are entering a new decade. So I'm just full of excitement. I, you know, can't sleep, just feel like I got so many different things going through my mind at this moment, because God is saying it's time for you. It's definitely time.
You know, you're kind of giddy. You know, you get a little giddy when New Year's coming in, because, you know, either you've done what you should have been doing or you have not.
Right.
And, you know, as we always say, it's never, ever too late.
Never too late.
Start.
Never too late to start.
So get started. But we want to really jump into this, and we want to keep you guys too long. Right. Right. Beast mode. We don't want to keep you guys too long, but we most certainly want to talk about full power and, you know, get this episode recorded live on Blog Talk Radio. If you guys want to go back and check out any of these episodes, go to The Grind, go to blogtalkradio.com/TheGrind101, and you'll be able to go into the archives and listen to a lot of these shows that we have, over 200 shows that are recorded at this point. And, you know, some of them, don't judge me, some of them aren't named yet, but this is the realest show ever, so I'm telling you guys that.
Hey.
So, you know, just click the
everything
button.
Everything big was one small. You got to start somewhere.
Yeah. When I go back in, I'll name some of them.
Right.
You know, and we'll do it like that. But just, you know, click on something, man, and you'll be blessed by what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get into full power, because we all know that, you know, a new year, a new year means absolutely nothing, zero. nada without a new mindset.
You're right. You cannot take the old you into the new year because nothing will be new about it. It's just going to be the same old person running into another day, basically. So you're right. You have to shift your mindset. Everything starts right up in here. And so when you change that stinking thinking, that's when things begin to move. And so, you know, this is the time of the year, hopefully, prayerfully, that, you know, people are thinking differently, you know, and I can tell you that many people now are really starting to believe in themselves, to knowing that you don't have to settle in life. And so, you know, it's all about the new. It's all about the new. Continue to grow, never ceasing to grow, and knowing that it's that new mind that's really going to take you to the next level as we go into this new decade.
Right, right. So, I mean, you have to believe when you're moving into something new, you have to believe that what is to come is greater than has been.
Absolutely, right? Yes.
You know, and we always talk about moving backwards and discovering where you went wrong and where, you know, where you actually, you know, where the wheels started to wobble, not where they fell off, but where they started to wobble. And that's still necessary to do so that you don't have to cross that road again and not know how to handle that very same situation or instance. And now you can put that thing back and drive and move forward. We always talk about, you know, there's nothing behind you. And there most certainly is not, but sometimes we got to go back and fix some things so we can start new and fresh and move forward. So, you know, what's in front of us, what's ahead of us is far greater than what's behind us. But how can we make that statement, Pam, when we're still carrying the things from 2019 into 2020? How can we actually leave the things in 2019 effectively and move into 2020? Because somebody is listening right now, they're going through some drama right now. They're going through some drama even while they're listening to the show, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to move into 2020 with this nonsense going on in their life right now.
You know, I think that's what that vision is all about. Many times in life, we use our eyesight, right? That 2020 eyesight, right? 2020 is in our vision because you can only see so far. But many times we focus on the things that we're seeing instead of paying attention to the vision and where we're going. And so how you move past those things is to realize that it's all part of the process. These are the steps, the stepping stones, as we talked about steps and things like things of that nature in the past shows, and moving forward and just taking a step every day. These are the things that's going to allow us to get to our destiny, to get to the next level. So we can't focus on those things. But you also have to realize that there's some things that happened in 2019 that may need to be fixed too. You know, so therefore you can't just overlook those things. You got to deal with the things that you may not have done, that you should have done. And when you start to deal with these things, now it's going to, you know, because you can, if you overlook them, then it can hinder you from getting to that next level. So, you know, you got to take a look at everything that needs to happen, but yet don't focus on the issues and the challenges. Because we don't like the word problems, but you don't focus on those issues and those challenges, but instead you focus on the solution. And when you focus on the solution and where you're going, now you'll see that you're able to move through it and past it, and to leave 2019 behind you, and to really see the possibilities of what can become in 2020, and focus on that. Because when you focus on that, now your actions, the things you do, the moves you make, the opportunities you take, the ones you don't take, everything now is going to lead you to where you want to go. So
shots you make and the shots you miss.
Right.
Everything is a conglomeration.
You got to really focus on where you want to be. That's the reason why you got to know exactly what you want. If you don't know what you want, if you don't know where you're going, then what's going to end up happening is you're going to find yourself focused on the challenges and the issues at hand and the things that you need to let go of and leave behind instead of where you want to go.
So the focus is key. Focusing on where you want to go.
Right.
And action which is the manifestation of that focus, right? So if you're focusing on where you want to go for 2020, you should have already been doing that, right? So if you've already been doing that, then that means you have a clear vision, you have a plan, and you know where you want to go. So now you put the action in place. And some of you are still waiting for 2020 to kick in, even though it's hours away, literally, from being here. Some of you are still focusing on, you know, waiting until the clock strikes midnight. And now I'm going to start when I wake up on the first. You know, but there are those of us that have been ahead of the game, and we're, you know, they always say the early bird gets the worm. But, you know, this show is all about the start, the middle, and the destination.
Right.
Right. So if we know that, you know, you started, now you get in the middle, we're right at the bridge. So now we got to start crossing this bridge on how to get full power.
Right.
Right. How to get full power for you moving into 2020. How do you cross the bridge with full power? And what you said, I like what you said, Pam, because you talked about vision. And I believe that vision can start small and get big.
Right.
You know, you can have a big vision and focus on smaller things to get to that big vision. So we always want to shoot for the moon. You may get the stars, whatever the case may be. I don't know what it is. Shoot for the stars, get the moon. I don't know. But shoot for the freaking moon. Shoot for the highest point and get whatever you get, whatever you get.
Right.
But most certainly you can't hit a target that you don't aim for. Right? That you never try for. So when we really look at acting on the things that we know we need to act on, we're right on the bridge. We want to get full power. It's about the vision that we have and what we're doing to move forward, how we're thinking. New year, new mindset, right? New year, new mindset. It's something that's even as small as this. Think about this. When you go to the gas station, service station. I don't know what you call it. What's the proper word?
Gas station.
We got some proper people out there that are going to call it a service station. No problem. Well, you put that stuff in your car so that you go, right? So when you go to the gas station, do you fill your tank up or do you just put enough in to get where you're going? So I believe that small things like that.
Always on full.
You see what I'm saying? Small things like that even play into our overall vision and how we think, a new mindset. Because I remember going to the gas station, Pam, and only having $2.57.
That's true.
You know, so you put what you got in the tank.
But you know, it was 2 days before payday. We filled that bad
you
boy up.
You filled that bad boy up because you could float. You could float a little bit.
Right.
I don't know if you can do that anymore.
We knew that the paycheck was going to hit before that hit, right?
But can you still do that?
I don't know.
I don't know if you can still do that or not. Somebody help us out with that. I don't know if you can still go in and a card charges a dollar. You know you got at least a dollar on
that
thing.
Run that thing as credit. Don't worry about it.
See if that still works. Somebody out there doing it. It's okay because it's all a part of the process. But I'm not talking about the people. If you got $2.57 in your pocket and you know you got to get 5 miles to the house and, you know, you put whatever you can put in there, you know, somebody, it does still work. All right. It does still work. So, ladies and gentlemen, you can still cheat the system in 2020, right? Go to the hit of the credit, right? Hit of the credit,
stop.
Run that dollar, and you got to worry about that charge until what?
2 days.
2 days?
Got 2 days.
Got 2 days? I don't believe that. I'm saying, because I'm saying, I don't want to get nobody in trouble. Now you're going to be like, y'all said I had 2 days. And I only got a day. I woke up and that charge hit my card and I had a $30-something overdraft.
But again, your money got to hit before your credits got to hit before them debits hit on Friday morning. So that's the deal. So if you did it on a Wednesday, okay, then it's not going to go through. Thursday is not. But you don't have all day Friday. You just got to hit. You got to get them credits before them debits.
Okay? You got to work it. You got to work the system.
Right.
So some of you that are still working the system, cool, because I understand how that works, you know.
Mm.
But if we really did, we could do a whole show on why you got to $2.57, right?
Mm.
How you get there. I can do a whole show, but this is not that show.
Right.
Right now, we're talking to the people that have enough money in their pocket to fill their tank up, right? But right now you're operating out of fear. You don't know when you're going to get some more money. So what you do is you only put $20 in there, knowing full well that that's not going to be enough gas to take you through the rest of the week, right? So your vehicle to get you where you need to be needs to be on full. Right. It needs to be on full power. If it's going to take you from your origination to your destination, it needs to be on full. So moving into 2020 in full power means every aspect of your life has to be capped off. Right. Mm-hmm. The bad stuff has to be capped off. Right. It has to be moved out of your life. You have to decide that I'm no longer going to do this, that, and the other. You have to make a decision on I'm not no longer going to deal with this person or that person. I'm no longer going to allow myself to be in this situation or that situation. And when you do that, it's like filling up your tank because you're making space. You're making more space, and now you're able to infill it with more positive, powerful things.
Right.
And now before 2020 hits or before you start your process for 2020, guys, you're actually on full power. You got the S on your chest. You know, you got things handled. I heard Jim Rohn say one day, he gave an example, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you want to say something on that.
Oh, no, I was just going to add to what you were saying. As far as with the full power, because many times people don't operate in their full power because they don't know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you know what you want and you know your purpose too, because I can tell you that when I didn't fully understand my purpose, why I was here, the things that God wanted me to do, to know how to really pay attention and to listen to his voice,
mm-hmm.
And to get what I needed from him. I allowed myself to be shifted in all kinds of directions because I really didn't know what I wanted, why I was here, and the things that I was called to do. But once you get that confidence in yourself and you know why you're here and you understand the example that you need to be in this world, then you're confident in it. And so you're able to now move forward fully and not half step, because otherwise what happens is fear is going to cause you to not use and to move into that full power mode because you don't know what you want. But when you know what you want, thank you, Pastor Naomi, when you know what you want, now what's going to happen is you're able to go full force and you really don't care about the no's. You don't care about those that are trying to, you know, tell you that, you know what, you can't do this or, you know, don't believe in you. You really don't care because you're very confident in what God is telling you. And when you listen and you do what you're supposed to do, mm-hmm. then you know that it's under control and it's your process, because we never fail. You got to understand that there's always going to be some failures in life. It's meant for us to go through that because that's how God is going to use us in order to grow, in order to become the person that he needs us to become, so that we can now be used at that next level. Otherwise, we're not going to be prepared. And if we're not prepared, then what's going to happen is we're not going to be able to stay there and handle what he needs us to do.
Mm-hmm.
So, but when you're confident and you know what you want, then you don't worry about it. And you understand that the challenges, that's how you get yourself to the point to where you smile at the challenges. Because I always say the greater the struggle, the greater the victory, the greater the challenge, the greater the victory. So, you know, you literally begin to smile because you're confident.
But where does we're using the C word a lot, confidence.
Right.
Where does the confidence come from?
The confidence comes from you working on you, from you understanding. And for real, you got to, number one, you got to grow. You got to spiritually get into the word of God also and know first and foremost who and whose and whom you are and what you're capable of. And when you start to begin to not just say the scriptures, not to just say the quotes, but to become these things and to realize that that's what you need to be, then that's when you start to move and to understand the power that you have within you. But when you don't understand the power that you have within you, now you start to half step. You start to shy away. Every little thing that comes your way is tossing you and turning you in every single direction. But when you're confident and it comes from right here, this is the playground. If you're not strong up here in your head, in your mind, then you're going to be shifted and shaped in every single different direction. But when you work right here, the renewing of our minds, and it's a daily process. You can't half step. If you want to operate in full power in anything that you do, okay, any opportunity, any business, anything that you want to be successful in, then you have to work on your mind. Once you get your mind in check
And now you're able to understand that the negativity, the thoughts, the noise that's going to try to come, you know, from the left and from the right, you're able to cut that stuff out and to keep your head straight ahead, not listening to none of it. And that's what you got, but you got to do, you got to work on this every day. And that's where I think a lot of people miss it. You know, even in our industry, we talk about personal development, growth. Man, the reason why many people are where they are is because they're not working or they're not developing themselves. They're not growing. It's not enough to, you know, promote the products. It's not enough to, you know the compensation plan. If you don't grow right here, you're capping yourself. You are limiting yourself to where you can only go so far. So you got to work here. Because when you work up here, your mind, you take the limits off.
So it starts. So I want to add a piece to that, because we always hear about mindset. It starts with this 6-inch space between your ears. We hear that, and a lot of people want to do right. A lot of people want to be confident. And you can talk yourself into something, but unless you are prepared to do it. And it's not about knowing how to do it wholeheartedly. It's about just doing it. Because I believe that the confidence comes from the mindset and in the doing. If you're not doing the things that you feel are challenging to you, that you don't grow. And when we think about personal development, doing is all a part of personal development.
Right.
So that thing that you want to do, that you feel you're afraid to do, and you keep allowing fear to stop you from doing it, then you stay the same. Right. So the very thing that is stopping you, that you're afraid of, is the very thing that can grow you.
Right.
Like, you know, I heard Will Smith give an analogy once, and I'm gonna tell these guys about Jim Rome. Will Smith gave an analogy. He said he would have such anxiety about jumping out of an airplane. And when they were drinking in the bar, and when you started drinking, we used to call it in the military liquid confidence. Right. When you're drinking, you know, all of the inhibitions go out the window. It's like you feel like you can do almost anything, and your fear kind of gets suppressed because you get very relaxed and the anxiety goes away. So they talked about, let's go skydiving tomorrow. And everybody's like, you know, with a bunch of men in the room, you're like, yeah, nobody's going to punk out and be like, no, I don't think I want to do that, you know, because everybody's a little zooted, you know. So, you know, he said we went to the room after that, and I'm like, what in the heck did I get myself into? Wow. Why did I agree to go skydiving? He said he couldn't sleep. He was like, man, all night long I tossed and turned because I was so worried about jumping out of the airplane. He said I threw up. He said I felt my stomach was all messed up. He said I got there. He said I wanted so bad to call them up and say, I'm punking out. It's a wrap. I'm not doing that. I was drinking when I said that. I'm not doing that. That was stupid, right? So, but he didn't. He said, I'm going to do this. And he got up on that airplane, and to the moment he jumped out of that airplane, right, to the moment that he jumped out of that airplane, he was afraid. Uh-huh. He was fearful. But when he jumped out, he realized that he was in one of the most peaceful and serene states in his life. It was beautiful. It wasn't everything that he thought it was going to be, because you can't know something until you've done something.
Right.
Right. You never know what it feels like to be a track star until you've been a track star.
Right.
You can't tell somebody how to change themselves physically unless you changed yourself physically. Mm-hmm. You can't tell somebody how to make money unless you made money. And I see so many people trying to do just that, and it's called being out of your depth. You're trying to tell people to do something you've never done before.
Wow.
Stay in your lane, stay on your level, and grow. When he jumped, he was like, man, this is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And he punched that fear in the face, but it was the confidence comes from the doing. He had just enough confidence to step off of that plane threshold.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did that, he realized that this wasn't as bad as I thought it was. And I can really attest to that, because I've done a lot of things in life and I was like, this is not as bad as I thought it was. Some things have happened.
Once you get through, yeah, you got to just do it. That's the only way that you realize it.
That's what Nike said. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
You're right. It's not until you get through it. You're like, oh, that wasn't so bad. I stressed
even in it.
I'm worried about this. I lost sleep over this. And then you do it and you're like, What's next?
That's the growth. When you hear, it's so often that you hear people talking about personal development.
Uh-huh.
They're like, gotta do personal development. So people just think they gotta eat books all the time. I gotta eat books. I gotta eat audio. No, you gotta do that too. You gotta do some
you
stuff.
You ain't applying it. Don't even.
You gotta step out on some faith, right? Here's the thing. It's a combination of a lot of things that bring confidence. The personal development, not just in reading books.
No,
a lot of people will read books and not understand.
And don't change.
Don't even get the knowledge. You just got a library full of books, and it's just to say I got them, and it looks profound.
Right.
But there's nothing in the book that you read and understood and applied to your life. Application, right? Power is power, but applied power is absolute power.
Absolutely.
Right? So now when you really think about how personal development works, it's all about what you're doing. That's how you get the confidence to move forward. Some people can't get to that point. They get right to the door of the airplane and they step off, right? Now, confidence is going to come by doing. And I'll get back to Jim Rohn right quick. And then I'm going to give you guys, we'll give you guys the 2020 checklist, the 5-point checklist that you need to apply to everything that you do in 2020. Okay. So stick around for that here in just a moment. Right. So Jim Rohn said, you know, he had a friend called him up and said, you know, I got an all expense paid trip, you know, back in the day. So I got an all expense paid trip, you know, to this exotic island. You know, and I forget what it was, but some exotic island, everything paid. You're going to live like a king in a lap of luxury for 4 days, all inclusive. You're going to eat what you want, eat, go where you want to go. I mean, sleep as long as you want to sleep. I mean, it was just exotic to the T, mm-hmm. right? And he's like, you know, all I need for you to be ready at 8:45 in the morning. Can you be ready at 8:45 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
right? We're going to Bora Bora, right? I don't care. Think of your favorite place, Antigua, Fiji. I don't know what it is. Think of that place. That's where he was going, the most exotic place. Can you be ready at 8:45 in the morning? He said, heck yeah.
Right.
I can be ready. Oh, who's going to pass up an all expense? I ain't got to come out of my pocket, period.
Right.
Yeah. 4 days, I'm in. But then, you know, he started to think, and he said, you know, I've got all of this stuff that I got to do before I just up and said, I'm going. So I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things to do that I need to do, and I don't think I'm going to be able to get them done. But I got to get them done because I want to go on that trip.
Uh-huh.
All expense paid. Think about your all expense paid trip right now that you want to go on right now, and somebody called you up, and somebody said, all you got to do is be at the airport at 8:45 in the morning. You ain't got to even go through TSA. You're getting on a private jet. You got to just get on the tarmac, okay? So you get on the tarmac 8:45, you on the jet, right? So think about that trip that you know you want to take to the most exotic place, and then think about what you need to do. And now let me ask you this question. Would you get those 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things done starting right now to be on that tarmac at 8:45 in the morning? Would you get those things done today? Some of you are going to say, yep, I would definitely get them done and go on an all-expense-paid trip. Well, pretend that every single day is an all-expense-paid trip tomorrow for you in your life. The things that you want, I can get them tomorrow if I complete all of these things today.
Today, that's good.
The procrastination stops. Everything. And now you're at that point where now you're getting things done. You're not letting anybody. If somebody calls you up, Pam, and you got 5 things that you're doing, you got to get done. And you've got 3 of them done. You got 2 more.
You know,
somebody calls
trip.
You up, say, hey, girl, how you doing? I want to talk about such and such that did this. I ain't got time. Okay, I'm trying to get this stuff done. I got an all expense paid trip that I'm going on. And if I don't get these last 2 things done, I'm going. Wow.
Wow.
I will be like, call me back in 5 days. I'll be back. Okay.
Right.
So it's how you think and
that's true.
What you put in place, man, is how, what's your resolve? What's your commitment to your vision, to your goals? That's how you have to be every single
every day. Every day.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Absolutely.
That's real good. And that's a great analogy on how to look at life, how to look at our everyday, the different tasks that we want to accomplish. And you're right. But just think about it. I love that. That all expense paid trip tomorrow, and you got to get this, 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 and this, this, and that done.
And now you move with action. You take the action in order to have that confidence, in order to move from level to level.
Because there's something that you're moving towards.
Right.
It's something that you want.
Right.
See, some of us don't. We set
don't
these goals. We set this vision, and we may say that we want. We may say that we want to make like Pam and I say, you know, we have a dollar figure that we want to make in 2020, right? But in order to get that, first we got to believe that we can get it.
Right.
Right. If we don't believe that we can get it, we're not going to work towards it.
Right. No,
right?
It
it's just a done deal. Right? So we always talk about SMART goals all the time. You
right.
know, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about that. But then some people say, I want $100 million this year. Not going to happen unless you hit the lottery. I mean, unless you already got something in the work that's getting ready to pay you out that kind of money, just be realistic with yourself. Give yourself a number. I'm not saying a lowball number. Okay, I've seen people say, I just want to make an extra $10 a day, $500 a month. To me, that's chump change, but to some people, it's not. But if you're not stretching yourself, then you're not going to get there. Stretch yourself just enough before you know you're going to break, because if you do that, then, of course, you can get to where you've got to get, and it's going to challenge you
right.
to get there. And you grow along
gotta
the
be
way.
Relevant.
So believe in the vision that you have. Set the goals in place to get to that vision. And once you do that, you'll find yourself more attached and more committed and consistent
mm-hmm.
with your goals to get to that vision.
That's good.
Right?
That's real good.
So we want to give you guys the five checklist items, the pre-flight checklist for every project that you have in 2020. And if you apply these five checks, then you are prepared to be successful in whatever that endeavor is and whatever that project is. And I believe that 2020, Pam, needs to be the year that you got to hit the easy button. You got to simplify things in your life.
Yes.
You can't keep overcomplicating things. You can't keep creating. A lot of people say there's a pink elephant in the room. It's because you created the elephant. The elephant belongs to you sometimes. Nobody sees the elephant but you, right? So don't create the problems, right? Hit the easy button and keep everything simple, right? And that goes along with keeping everything, you know, going into 2020 in full power.
Right.
With full power.
Simplicity is key.
Simplicity
Otherwise, you overthink it and you talk yourself in it, you talk yourself out of it, and you'll find yourself in the same position, not moving, not going, not growing, and then you wonder why. So, yeah, you just got to do it. That's what success is all about. You just got to get up and you got to take some risks to move forward, to just step out there, to go for it, to not worry about failing. We never fail. We fail forward. We learn. And we understand that it's something that we had to go through in order to now become who we are. So just go for it. 2020 is the year to move, to go for it. Otherwise, your vision will not become your reality. It's the year of vision. All right. So it's not going to become your reality if you just sit there. You don't do anything. And you're the same. You take the same you into the new year. You just can't do it. It's not going to happen. You're going to find yourself at the end of 2020, you know, saying, okay, welcome to 2021.
I'm still where I was.
Right.
I'm still where I am because I haven't done anything new.
Right.
Anything different.
Right. Yeah.
Have you ever had that voice in your head, Pam, you know, when you want to do something and it tells you that you can't? It tells you that I can't do it. You can't do it. And all of a sudden, it's really self, because our worst enemy is ourself.
Right.
We've all heard the expression that says, if there is no enemy within, the enemy on the outside can do you no harm.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us were saying we're fighting devils, but the biggest devil is self.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if we're fighting self, then what really do we need to do to start moving forward? Right. Stop fighting self. Control self. Know that you have power. It goes along with what Pam just said. Understanding, know that you have a mindset. I can do this. I am enough. I do have what it takes. I am the right person to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can take this to the next level. If you give yourself those power phrases and power words, then self starts to diminish. And as self starts to diminish, then the true you wants to rise up, and now you start to get the confidence enough to take that first step out. Right. So now we're right here on the bridge. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. We're on the bridge. And you're asking yourself now, you're like, okay, there's five steps that you have to take. There's five checks that you have to make every single time you go to do a project. And it's so simple that it's almost preschool. It's almost kindergarten, right?
We just talked about this.
Yeah, we just talked about it, but we want to make sure that you guys get it, because now we're going to fill in the blanks, right? So when you do the five checklists, these five steps, guys, things start to fall in line for you.
Mm-hmm.
You start to understand what you're doing, which is the first. What's the what? What is it that you want to do, right? You write that down. This is what I want to do. You write it down, type it up. I don't care what you do. I got this new thing now. I got this new Apple Pen and iPad, and I write everything on digitally. That's my new thing.
I haven't
right?
figured out how to use mine.
That's what I know. I know. You're not, you know, the techie person. I know. But, you know, you'll make that change when it's time for you to make that
right.
change.
Right.
For me, it was pressing for me to go all digital, right? So I write down the what. What do I want? Then I'm going to write down the second part. Why? Why do I want this? Why do I want to do this? What's my why? Because if my why, you've heard us say it time and time again, if my why is not strong enough, then to hold me in line up to the what and accountable to the what, then I'm not going to stay.
No.
I'm not going to keep doing it. I'm not going to be committed. I'm not going to be consistent. You know, that's like starting new workout regimens, you know, starting new, you know, personal development classes.
That's what everybody can do at the top of the year. You know?
Everybody can do the top of the year.
The workout.
They're going to flood the gym. And, you know, they get ready to kill Dick's Sporting Goods and buy new workout clothes. And, you know, they get ready to kill.
What about a good 2 weeks?
By the third week, start to get late. By the fourth week, man, we can go in and jump on any machine we want to get up. We just work out from home. Right. For the first couple weeks.
Everybody clear out.
Exactly. But don't be that person is what we're saying.
Right.
You know, commit to your goals and stay committed to it, because commitment is doing what you said you would do long
right.
after the feeling that you said you would do it and it's gone.
Yes.
Right? And that's commitment. And first you have to be committed to yourself. So if you ask yourself what it is, why you want to do it, and then you say who do I need to put in place to do this? The first person that you enlist is you. Right. And then you do the things that you can do. And then you ask yourself, when do I need to do this? If you don't put a number on it and a time frame, give yourself a time frame, guys, then you're just going to be spinning your wheels. And you're going to tell yourself, well, I didn't do that today. No problem. But now you need
mm-hmm.
a time frame. When do I want to do this by, and when do I want to have it by?
Right. Okay? Tomorrow.
Right.
Then you want to accomplish that checklist.
Right.
Right.
Right. So
you want to have some goals every
yeah.
day, every day. Y'all remember that word, every day. No matter what it is that you want to create, you want to accomplish every day, there's certain things that you have to do every day, every day. And so those things, that just like I said, that you can go on, that all expenses out of trip that day, every day. That's powerful.
Every day.
What it is, every
day.
Yeah, you can't half step. You're not operating in your full power when you're half stepping. You're not doing it, and you're just doing it here and again. You know, that's called a hobby. So when you do hobby things, you create hobby results. But if you want true success, then you got to do what successful people do.
Absolutely. Got to mm-hmm. be a beast. And the last one, guys, we got the win. So the last one is the how. And the how part, you know, kind of encompasses, you know, the other parts as well. So one of the most important components of the how is the who. Because sometimes the who is just you, right? It's nobody else. But sometimes some of you have people that you have connected with, and you share a common goal. You share a common vision. And there are a couple of different facets to that, because sometimes you have a vision and other people don't share that vision. One thing you can do is let somebody into that vision that does not share it, right? So that means that if you have a person that comes in and they don't agree with your vision for what you're doing or where you're trying to be, then they're going to throw it off track. It's going to be hindered, because now you've got somebody giving input and doing things contrary to what you know you need to do. So I, for me, I'm very protective of my vision, right? You know, if I know I want something to go a certain way, then, and that's my vision, and this is how I want to function, and this is how I want it to happen, then I'm going to be very, very protective over it.
Right.
And I'm going to be like, no, we're not. This is, we're not doing that. These are the variations that we can have. We still allow some out of us, but as a whole, this doesn't stop. We go, this is how we do it, and this is what we're going to do, and this is who I see doing this. It's nobody but me, then I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. And then when it's time, God will put the right people
right
in your path that will help you further that goal to get to that vision. So
okay.
It's important that you input these checklists every time you proceed to do a project, the what, the why, the who, the when, and the how. If you answer those questions, man, I just don't see a whole bunch of ways you could not be successful in some way, shape, form, or fashion, unless because the who, the why should keep you committed to what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's going to be the driving force.
Yeah. And you're not going to always make the right decisions. You're going to,
no.
Sometimes you're going to make the wrong decisions. You're going to fall. But as my good friend, Mr. Sylvester Stallone, I'm his friend, I don't even know it. He said, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's about how many times
you
get knocked down and get back up.
Get back up.
So,
that's
what life already is all the time, man. So what else you got, Pam? I know we didn't want to be on here long.
No. I mean, I just think that's, it's just time for everybody to realize that 2020 is about full power. So don't half step as you're running into 2020, as we're running into a new decade, as we're closing out this year. You know, think about the things that you need to do every day, that checklist every day, so that you can hop on that free exotic trip that we talked about, you know, earlier in the show. What do you need to do to make sure that you get on that plane tomorrow? And so if you move with that mindset, realizing that everything it starts up here, so that now you can move forward and you're working on you every day and you're taking action, because as you're taking action and knowing the vision, keeping the vision in front of you, speaking the words, the things that you want to become, but it's the action that brings the confidence. Because, you know, just like when we talk about the affirmations and the things that we speak, it's not until we begin to do that we really, really believe and we really become those things. So it is definitely in the action piece of it, because I can remember speaking all those words, but I didn't believe. Yeah, we can all quote different quotes and quote different scriptures and things like that. And one of my favorite was, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I say it all the time. I grew up, one of my favorite scriptures, right? But I didn't believe that I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it wasn't until I started to do some things that I was afraid to do that I began to realize that, you know what, I can. Yes, I can. I absolutely can. And so it's that confidence that will come from the doing, to where now you're able to move forward and into your vision to keep it going and to, you know, start to get the success that we all deserve. So don't half step. Go full speed ahead, full power. Push the pedal all the way to the floor and take this thing and get on the ride, whatever vehicle it is that God is giving you. Be confident in that vehicle and go hard with it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, as always, ladies and gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for being a part of the grind today.
We
guys, if you want to
I'm sorry.
If you want,
I got two songs.
See,
I'm
what
like,
I'm
let's
saying?
Close out with my song of the year.
See what I'm saying?
I don't care. It's, I think you cut
people,
out last
man,
time.
Sometimes your people just don't they don't act right, but you got to reel them back in sometimes.
I got the two songs that I listen to all the time.
But if you got to do something different to have something different, okay? But God bless y'all, man. Thank y'all for being a part of the grind.
Yes,
man,
God bless y'all.
Everybody.
Goodbye, everybody on the grind. We'll see you back in the new decade, Thursday, 9 a.m.
We the best music.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Celebrate for the ones we lost, yeah. Celebrate with the ones we got, yeah. Middle finger to the ones that's not, yeah. Ain't no love. Celebrate for the ones we lost, yeah. Celebrate with the ones we got, yeah. Middle finger to the ones that's not, yeah.
even though I got the vision and the panorama. I grew my faded tea, I basically made it out of Atlanta. When the closest thing to tropic was the Tropicana. Yeah, yelling for the guys, going for the guys. To my dog, 50 on the other side. Pop me one, pop me two, pop me three.
Another one.
Celebrate for the ones we lost, yeah. Celebrate with the ones we got, yeah.
With it.